Mark Falk shows off one of the pieces in his collection of metal body instruments, the 1931 Triolian National Ukulele, with a feature all these guitars share, a resonator cone inside. Falk says these acoustic guitars were developed by National Guitar Company to produce greater volume.
And the theory behind it was prior to electric guitars, they could get the volume to play in the big bands. So what they did is they designed a guitar and put a metal speaker-shaped cone in the guitar. And then that speaker-shaped cone would vibrate against the metal and push the music back out the top of the guitars and create enough volume so people could play in the big bands.
The metal body guitars in this collection were made from 1928 to 1941.
This is a 57 Fender amplifier, something that holds up and is sought after, played for how good it sounds even all these years later.
Don Lairdahl collects vintage instruments and musical equipment.
And that's the case with all these guitars. They were made in sort of the golden age. On this, you can see there's a Les Paul from 1960, ES-175 from 1959, Epiphone Casino from 1967. This is when guitars were really, really being made, all in the United States, of course, and really high-quality instruments.
Lairdahl says the Fender Stratocaster was invented in 1954 and has never been improved on. Because of that historical quality, classic guitars are being reissued. Lairdahl points out one such instrument.
It's a 61 Gibson Les Paul reissue, and it's virtually identical to the one that you'd buy in 1961. So that pays homage to how good they were back then.
It's the same with a new shiny red reissue of a 1960 Les Paul flame top.
It's an exact historic copy of what you'd buy in 1960. And if it were a 1960, we'd probably have security guards around it, because if it looked like that, it'd be $250,000 guitar.
The guitars and other musical artifacts were on display during the Americana Music Festival. Other events included recording and open mic workshops and an evening concert by Shell. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks in Rapid City.